Satanic Civilizers of Light by High Priesthood of Cobra. Greetings to all our satanic comrades and family. This is a very important thing that I think many of you tend to regret. I will start from the beginning. First of all, though, I have to state something. There are many in the thousands very serious and important people who are in the Joy of Satan. For reasons that anyone can understand, these people are more distant and they take serious care of their privacy. Aside from anything else, these people and anyone who walks or has walked this path, they do know one truth. Satanism is for winners, for warriors from all walks of life. Satanism is not for losers or quitters or slobs or anyone like that. The religions of losers, uncivilized beings, and people with no dignity or respect in general lie elsewhere. One just needs to see the whole of Gentile history to see the bright civilizers, geniuses, and other people who have really shaped history, ranging from Adolf Hitler, who was a known Satanist, to Abraham Lincoln, to Mark Twain, Isaac Newton, and all other satanic and evil personalities. These people have had one thing in common. They were followers of Lucifer, Satan, whose name is Truth. They projected his messages as much as their own self and external circumstances would allow. They were in some respects identical to all of us, as children of Truth and Satan. People like George Washington, Satanic Mason. The Jew, eternally behind their back, lying about them, trying to destroy their work, subverting it, trying to remove all bricks that these people placed to make this world from a jungle to a place where it is, or to live is worth it. Still, the eternal Jew, with his hammer and sickle, attempting to destroy all this legacy, onto the same work over all the centuries, while all these people of Satan onto the same work over the centuries, a battle that goes on and will go on until the inevitable defeat of the Jewish curse that has fallen upon humanity. One just needs to look to the pharaohs, the priests in Babylon, the great kings, the ancient heroes. All these people were deep into the mysteries which were today called satanic. Even Alexander the Great, or the Sumerian kings and people. All these people, more or less, with the hand of the real God, who was nobody else but Satan. They constructed, built, created. The Jew only came later, thirsty, hungry, sweating, and jealous, and tried to slay their way into their position. The Jews might have stolen the robes of the emperor, their words and deeds, but they will never become emperors. They are nothing but what they always and eternally were, the lowest of excrement, proven by nothing else but their murderous and subversive behavior against every other race of mankind, a race to destroy all races, all cultures, and all the God-men have created into being, the eternal race of the Jew to destroy all that has ever been created, only to rule the ruins that remain. All people who have been really mysterious and really worth it, behind of themselves leaving a legacy, those who have really affected the history and its course, aiming for what was best, have been serious instances of bringing highly contagious forms of Satanism with them. Inside their soul lived the sworn enemy of all the Jewish people, and they are set here to destroy, was living inside these people, vibrant and proud. They were naturally anti-Jewish, in heart, mind, word, and deed. They opposed all that the Jews have done and are standing for. Knowing more or less, they moved on to the same path. Everything that has ever made life worth it, everything that makes life easier and beautiful, everything that brings us higher in our existence is by definition satanic and has always been. Freedom, the end of slavery, high art, culture, ethics, high civilization, and spirituality, these are all satanic trends and tenets. Even other things, which so many take as granted but took hundreds of thousands of years to develop, such as cooking and all these beautiful arts and crafts which fill our life, shoemaking, clothing, and whatever else you have got. The highest scientists and the most ordinary everyday things. All these elevate humanity from the level of an animal to the level of the gods. Who needs a Jew in the clouds but the Jews when you have all that? Everything that is degenerating and bringing humanity down, such as the programs of Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, have been cripples and curses upon humanity that made people fall into misery, affliction, and in any unnatural trend one can make up with their mind. Geniuses like the famous satanic Galileo, who rediscovered the earth was not flat, and Newton, who reinvented the calculus, or if one goes in the ancient world, like Imhotep, the father of the pyramid building, or other scientists like Aristotle, Plato, Anaxagoras, Amlichivus, to the heroes of the Renaissance like Voltaire or Rousseau, his ideas have been severely misinterpreted by Marxists, have all been treading the line with Lucifer or Satan in some way. Pythia, Hypatia, Cleopatra, and other notable women, notable mothers and fair maidens, innovators and leaders. You can find such bright people in all Gentile cultures, and the purpose of such is not to name them all, but to get you to see the concept. Da Vinci and his occult art, Tartini or Wagner, Shakespeare, or the infamous occultist Francis Bacon, who used Christianity only as a frontier of the times, are all of these evil and pagan. Most of these people, rightfully so, have been called the greatest demons or devils of history, and these are not understatements. These people have the demons inside them, and I let the enemy fill in the rest. All these sciences and all these things are of Satan, and they come by Satan, or Lucifer, the bringer of light and knowledge. No matter under which enemy label you will find all of the above people, all were into the occult, in the bad side, and against Christianity, mostly even seeking to destroy it. All of them were against the Christian or Muslim kinds of herds of their times, seeing into the heavens and not into the slime that slowly came to cover the minds and consciousness of humanity. This testifies as to what spirit was guiding them, and certainly not the one of the Jewish slaves. As it is well known, demon comes from the Greek daemon, which is knowledge, or he who knows well. Now, knowledge in that sake comes from sophia, or wisdom, and this kind of knowing isn't attained by soul studying, but rather one's delving into the highest science, which is meditation and satanic spirituality. These people were the real freedom fighters, the real warriors, the ones who went behind enemy lines and advanced the planet in the ways they could. Everyone in their respective ability and office, orderly and with understanding and respect of natural laws. These people, and countless of others who cannot even be named, they are evidently winners. Even in ages when the enemy had total grip, these people lived on, did as they would like, and forced matters so that people of today can be free. Because fuck the Jews, that's why. Nobody cares about their God in reality. The enemy is nothing but a lie, and they will, of course, always say lies. These are no different than how Satanism is about evil or darkness, or about doing anything non-worthwhile things, doing senseless or unlawful activities, living purposelessly, or living for some sort of afterlife or whatever else of this Jewish dialectic. These are all Jewish lies, made by Jews as false oppositions, played by Jews, led by Jews, to serve the Jews, from the Jews, for the benefit of the Jews and their religious hoaxes or businesses. And oh, to destroy the goyim, Gentile animals in Hebrew, slaves who might be possibly tread the red line with such things. Satanism is about truth, not lies and deception. You are not expected to be anyone else but yourself and to always advance. All these lies were made on by the Jews to attract angry, overreactive teenagers and profit from their misery, or make Satan be a good excuse for all the evil his enemies are causing. You can have any style you feel comfortable with, but let's just accept this is just a social norm and not some existential truth. You are free to do anything, but within you, you must never forget this real satanic legacy over what is merely a transient fashion of nowadays. This is about the satanic spirit, the satanic soul. The old fairy tale that Satanism ever had to do with evil, this has been dismantled through, and when one looks into the inner core of the ancient and satanic religions, it all shines outright. Satanism is not about darkness, but about light. Satan's title as Lucifer is not just a coincidence, it is a reality. The fact that Satan is the bringer of truth and light is a fact given out by his name. Those deep on the path know of these statements to be true. Also, as Beelzebub stated, darkness is light turned inside out. In order to know the light, one must also know the darkness. The golden node between such is where Satanism really resides. Darkness is not associated with evil, but the unseen side of things, where light is supposed to get and enlighten to make these known. There are reasons why these blood, gore, and such people fail into Satanism or never get anything concrete, such as personal enlightenment, out of this. This is because they never ask Satan to actually come to them, or they do not really come to him. They stumble upon Jewish lies, and they are trying to look at the eternal sun through broken Jewish rose-tinted glasses. This is not a path of subverting the ego by puffing it up, lying about it, or advocating into a certain style to be accepted and badass. Do not listen to Jews, or what they wrote, or what they lied about. None of such are rules and regulations in Satanism, because there are none. One, though, must not mistake fashion or the transient and mix it dogmatically with what is eternal. But to discern this, one must first understand, and this happens by moving from the finite to the common in all times and the infinite. At least in spiritual Satanism, there are no such taboos or stuck mindsets, dress codes, behavioral patterns, whatever. We just do what nature dictates. When most hear about nature, they think of animalistic nature, but man is not made to operate on such a level solely. Man is made for the heavens and to become as the gods. Yet one has to understand what the satanic spirit really is. It does not come depending on any cloth, any tattoo, any proclamation, or from any rite. It is a lifestyle, more of an eternal character. It comes from deep and serious contemplation and real will to embrace the inner truth and let it shine through the individual self into the whole. We are spiritual Satanists because, as the name says, we are spiritually, by meditation, following Satan, whose name means literally eternal truth. It is where you come naked as you are, within and without, expected to advance towards the heavens. This is like using Satanism as a means in a way, anyway, but Satanism is not the means to a way, it is the eternal way. Separate the finite from the infinite and what remains forever, then this is Satanism. I mean, no matter what, we are badass. We are rolling together in the eternal path of the truth, and it is really good. Just look at the Pope and how useless he is. If anything, he is the emptiest thing I have ever seen. Like, how empty can this thing be? What legacy are these people leaving back? Of slaves and worthless sheep? What is the good they do to humanity? Numbing it to death and promoting endless stupidity? What do they represent? The death of spirituality, intelligence, and higher human spirit, of course. Not only do they do this in word, but they have done it in deed, and they are sitting over millions of dead bodies and tons of blood. How socially, culturally, and spiritually useful, oh my. Now, aside from all this, which I know may sound too overly repeated, just go and be a winner. Not winner necessarily against others, but winner over every moment of your present self. The day you aren't better is a lost day. You have to look into yesterday and know that today you are far ahead. Start setting goals, put around your decided talents, likes, and what you want to do. Make these realistic and attainable. In the meantime, work upon your soul and empower yourself. You are in the way to becoming a great person, not really in terms of comparing to anyone else, but yourself. And no, Satanism is not about sitting in the pub and drinking all day, doing weed and destroying yourself. More suitable for such would be the god of slaves and worthless sheep, who want them to hallucinate all day, just to never see how stupid he is. Only if you are high or burnt out on drugs, you can accept a Jew as your universal lord and savior. It is an unwise choice. This is how the enemy wants people to see Satanism, because they are afraid of Satanists. Satanism is about enlightenment, becoming a great civilizer, healing oneself and then the world, giving back and becoming a beacon of truth and light for others to look at. Also, do not forget one thing. We are the strong ones. Centuries upon centuries, all that humanity has ever built has been built upon Satan's knowledge and with satanic powers, which are inherent both inside us but also come from the gods and their knowledge. All the attempts of the enemy were to drag these into destruction, and still they fail at this war. Do you think this is a coincidence? It is a coincidence that this world has been built around hiding and keeping away from the truth that you yourself do now possess. You just have to realize how much power and support is available from within and from without you, when even you are into this path. Just be serious, but be serious about being joyous too, and keep walking the path. Evolve, advance, and keep getting better. Strive for excellency, strive to become the best you can be. Maybe as you go, you'll find yourself amongst the stars one day soon. I mean, isn't it about time the satanic people set the baseline again? You see, the enemy Jews have been blinding you that they are somehow at the top, but if you go no further than 50 years ago, you will see them as a useless, uncivilized scum they already were. They might wear the robes of the emperor for a day, but this never made them emperors. They were always the same losers and the same failures. Literally nothing is more bred inside them, and it is only by self-deception and magical deception by these beings that people are moving back. Satanists, reclaim your thrones in the heights of the mountains. This world needs civilizers, and only a few centuries on and off of Jewish slaver rule in all aspects of life are guiding the world into destruction, whole races into extinction, the earth into suffering, and the humanity as one entity into the lowest level it has ever existed. Realize who you are, who Satan is. Force out all Christian and defiled mindsets. Realize you have dedicated to the Most High and the most powerful God there is, that you have the brightest beings on your side, and that you yourselves are powerful beings, and move on forward, sensibly, with attainable steps, towards the unattainable. This is where Satanism must go. The satanic civilizers of light must win the struggle against the agents and forces of Jewish doom and despair.